Democrat Roy Cooper is claiming victory in his bid to unseat Governor Pat McCrory, though it could take a recount to confirm the result. If he loses, the governor can trace the defeat in part to Mecklenburg County. Changing voting patterns and his stand on controversial issues have eroded the former Charlotte mayor's popularity at home. WFAE's David Borax explains.
In the governor's race 4 years ago, McCrory won Mecklenburg County over Democrat Walter Dalton. Most of his support came from the county's north and southeast, with Charlotte voters going for Dalton. But this year was different. McCrory fared worse, collecting about 159,000 votes, compared to almost 220,000 4 years ago, despite a higher turnout. And Cooper won the county overall. He got nearly 295,000 votes, including some northern and southeastern precincts that went for McCrory last time. In North Mecklenburg, McCrory's support for NCDOT's I-77 toll lane project drove some voters to Cooper, says Kurt Nass, who leads the anti-toll group Widen I-77.
The governor has had multiple opportunities to cancel this toll contract that is unanimously reviled by North Mecklenburg, and he has refused to do so. And so I think North Meck spoke at the ballot box.
Construction is underway to add toll lanes on 26 miles of I-77 from Charlotte to Mooresville. But there's been vocal opposition in the Lake Norman area. In October, an anti-toll business group endorsed Cooper. Tuesday's results in North Mecklenburg illustrate McCrory's struggle. In 2012, the governor won all 13 precincts in Huntersville, Cornelius, and Davidson, a mostly Republican area. This time, 5 of the 13 went for Cooper, and McCrory's total there fell by more than 15,000 votes. Tuesday's unofficial results have McCrory trailing Cooper by just 5,001 votes. Tolls aren't the only bump in the road for McCrory. His defense of House Bill 2 also hurt him with some Mecklenburg voters, says political analyst Michael Bitzer of Catawba College. And there's more, says Bitzer. The governor also lost precincts in South and Southeast Mecklenburg that he won 4 years ago. Bitzer says it's part of a shift in neighborhood voting patterns.
They have been trending more and more from strong Republican to now competitive precincts.
Officials say it could be a week or more before there's a final result in this year's governor's race. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.